Dr. Pinsky with a female IME on Jean, J-E-A-N-N-E, Babos, B-A-B-O-S. Jean Babos is a 63-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 6-4-17. Apparently she lifted a 250 to 260-pound patient by herself during a code blue situation. Apparently as a result, she believes she injured her neck, back, and right shoulder areas. Apparently she did go to Kennedy Hospital emergency room the following day. Period. With this and subsequent evaluation, she understands her final diagnosis to be cervical neuralgia, cervical vertigo, and right-sided nerve damage. Period. She did not undergo any surgery in this matter. Period. She did undergo physical therapy, but complains she only had 8 sessions. Period. At this point, she continues to see a chiropractor named Dr. Prince for maintenance. Most recently in September of 2022. Period. Ms. Babos admits that previously she had an altered lower right back injury when a patient kicked her into a wall on Christmas Eve of 2010. Period. She was treated then with acupuncture in a TENS unit, but no surgery. Period. She denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph. As per her first report of injury, Ms. Babos alleged on 6-4-17, during a code situation, she pulled an unresponsive 250-pound patient to position for CPR, and during this, stated she injured her back. Period. Her claim petition indicates she was moving a patient and injured her back, neck, nerve damage, legs and arms, orthopedic, and psychiatric permanencies. Period. New paragraph. Medical records show she was seen at Kennedy Health on 6-6-17 by nurse practitioner Paris, P-A-R-R-I-S. Period. She reported injuring her back while caring for a patient that she lifted during a code. Period. She admitted to chronic thoracic and lumbar back pain, where she needs to take Flexeril routinely in the evenings. Period. She also admits to frequent use of a heating pad for pain. Period. She was complaining of bilateral trapezius discomfort with spasm, thoracic and lumbar pain radiating down her left leg. Period. She admits to having 2 previous MRI studies on her back that showed abnormalities. She reports her pain is exacerbated typically. When it is exacerbated, she typically takes a Medrol dose pack and Ultram. She admits to previous paresthesias of the right 3rd through 5th distal fingers intermittently prior to this injury. Period. In the evening of this injury, she was seen in the emergency department at the end of her shift and was prescribed steroids and tramadol. She denied any bowel or bladder concerns. Period. She was examined and found to be neurologically intact. Period. She was advised to continue the medications given to her in the emergency room. Period. She was also referred to a specialist for transfer of care. Period. In paragraph on 6-7-17, Ms. Babos was seen at Kennedy Emergency Room and planning she injured her upper and lower back with left lower extremity radiculopathy while at work assisting with patient care. Period. She complained of tenderness and painful range of motion. Period. She denied loss of bowel or bladder control. Period. She was examined and diagnosed with a back sprain and lumbar radiculopathy for which she was prescribed medications. Period. New paragraph on 6-12-17. Ms. Babos was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Siddiqui. Period. He wrote She had pre-existing findings for lumbar degenerative disc disease with spondylolisthesis and spinal stenosis. She told him she had two MRI scans done in the past and has pain in her lower back and right leg under normal circumstances and used a heating pad for that. She stood 5 feet 8 inches tall and weighed 240 pounds. He performed an exam that included palpation eliciting tenderness in the paracervical as well as in the intrascapular area. She had tenderness in both the upper and lower lumbar areas. She was neurologically intact except for decreased sensation in her right leg. He diagnosed cervical strain and sprain with upper and lower lumbar strain and sprain, which he recommended a course of physical therapy. On 7/1/17, she underwent an MRI of the lumbar spine compared to a study of 4/9/15 to be inserted. That same day, she had an MRI of the cervical spine to be inserted. At follow-up with Dr. Siddiqui on 7/20/17, he noted the results of these studies. She reported fairly good relief with therapy. She recommended a lumbar epidural steroid injection, but she was opposed to it. She also talked to her about returning to work on a light-duty basis, but she did not wish to return to work in any capacity, telling him her pain level would not allow her to do her job in any capacity. He recommended an additional 2 weeks of physical therapy. On 9/7/17, Dr. Siddiqui wrote, having reviewed the second opinion report from Dr. Moulter, dated 8/22/17. He had seen Ms. Babos 2 days after that on 8/24/17. He was not informed by the patient or the insurance carrier before the exam that she had a second opinion. After reviewing Dr. Moulter's letter, it seemed to him he did not have all the records at his disposal. He suggested she have physical therapy for her cervical lumbar spine, which has been completed. He suggests that she remain out of work, even though after her therapy she had an FCE on 8/15/17. That determined she can return to light to medium physical demand category work. He also states that she has at no point had any type of injections. She had recently been diagnosed with diabetes with a hemoglobin A1C of 12, per Dr. Moulter's letter. He suggested she see her primary care doctor for her complaints of paresthesias, and he agreed. Dr. Siddiqui reiterated his previous opinion that she had reached maximum medical improvement. New paragraph, Ms. Babos participated in a functional capacity evaluation on 8/15/17. Unfortunately, she did not perform it with maximum effort. At a minimum, she was deemed capable of working in a light-medium physical demand work category. In paragraph, Dr. Moulter did evaluate her on 8/22/17. Stating she twisted pulling a 250-pound patient during a code. He noted an injury 6 years ago where she was kicked by a patient and had lower lumbar spine pain and acupuncture, which helped somewhat. That pain went on or off for several years. She had sequential MRIs of the lumbar spine along that time frame, which did not demonstrate significant changes, according to the petitioner. She had a new injury on 6/4/17 when she was trying to move a patient in the ICU that was coding. He noted her interim course of treatment to date. She had not worked since this most recent injury. She has at no point had any type of injection, but was a known diabetic with recent A1C of 12. Dr. Moulter diagnosed low back pain, cervicalgia, and spondylolisthesis at L4-5. He recommended she see a primary care physician for her paresthesias. Relative to the continued cervical and lumbar symptomatology, he recommended a formal physical therapy. She may ultimately need an EMG NCV of the upper extremities. Period. Ms. Babas was seen on 5/17/18 by Dr. Sonn, S-O-N-N, at a cannabis clinic. Period. She described spinal degeneration with resultant pain and or myalgia, as well as chronic non-malignant pain. Period. He rendered diagnoses of injury of back or neck, comma, arthritis, comma, and chronic pain, period. Various amounts of THC were prescribed, period. This occurred again on 12/11/19. Period. On 8/9/19, she was seen by Dr. Jones, period. She related the injury of June of 2017, period. In addition to the previously described symptoms, she was noticing significant worsening in her balance, which also started after her fall in 2017. Period. She now requires a scooter for prolonged distances, but in the past was very active and walked several miles. Period. She remains compliant with Grelease, comma, Cymbalta, comma, and Flexeril. Period. History is also remarkable for hyperlipidemia, comma, hypertension, comma, and depression. Period. Other medications included Altase, comma, Metformin, comma, Januvia, comma, Actos, comma, Cymbalta, comma, Lipitor, comma, Magnesium, comma, Cyclobenzaprine, comma, Ultram, comma, Grelease, parentheses, Gabapentin, close parentheses, comma, Baby Aspirin, comma, Motrin, comma, Percocet, comma, and Oral Turmeric. Period. Dr. Jones noted the results of various diagnostic studies that will be inserted here, if not already incorporated. Period. They encompass cervical MRI from 12/19/18, as well as a lumbar MRI from the same date. Period. EMG of 12/20/18 was done. Period. On 12/18/18, she had an EEG that was normal. Period. This was also the case on 11/21/17. Period. EMG also done on 11/21/17 was normal. Period. She had a thoracic MRI on 8/7/18 to be inserted. Period. Lumbar MRI from 7/7/17 will be inserted. Period. She also noted the results of EMG of both lower extremities on 1/3/19 to be inserted. Period. She underwent an MRI of the brain on 12/19/18 also to be inserted. Period. Overall, she was diagnosed with muscle spasms. Period. Dr. Jones performed, scratch that, Dr. Galvez performed somatosensory evoked potentials, described as abnormal, period. This involved many anatomic areas, period. As far as the evoked potentials, Dr. Galvez wrote, there was a difference in the side-to-side latency comparisons from ERBS point to the cervical potential, comma, findings which are of unclear significance. Period, these may be due to an abnormality from the brachial plexus to the cervical cord. Period, the thalamocortical projections appear to be normal. Period. She added, there was another abnormal study with prolongation of the absolute latency of the right cortical potentials when stimulating the right tibial nerve recording from the cortex. But this is a non-specific findings because it does not allow for localization. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, she complained about her symptoms, comment, the length of treatment, comment, and the various physicians she saw. But she currently lives in Florida full-time. Period, extremities upper normal, extremities lower normal, spine cervical. Active extension was to 25 degrees, but discontinued due to vertigo. Period, flexion was 35 degrees, as was left side bending, comma, rotation right 60 degrees and left to 55 degrees, with right side bending full to 45 degrees. Period, she had tenderness of the right trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. Period, the rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She was able to stand on her heels and toes. Period, she changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 75 degrees. Period, inspection revealed striae of the skin, but normal low dotted curve and no apparent scars. Period, she sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 60 degrees, complaining of tenderness. Period, extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully. Period, there was mild non-localizing tenderness to palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Period, supine straight leg raise from integral on the left at 60 degrees, elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period, on the right at 45 degrees, it elicited thigh tenderness, but no radicular complaints below the knee. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner currently states that Dr. Jones at the Cleveland Clinic in Florida mocked her. Period, she received physical therapy. Period, she had recently begun medical marijuana that she claimed provided relief. Period, she also saw an ENT named Dr. Marlowe, M-A-R-L-O-W-E, in Florida. Period, he did vestibular testing, given a history of vertigo imbalance with the room spinning and dizziness. Period, she had previously been diagnosed with paroxysmal positional vertigo. Period, she also had those complaints when she rolls over in bed in either direction. Period. She did undergo somatosensory evoked potential on her back only. Period. New paragraph. I am in receipt of reports of surveillance done on Ms. Babos. Period. I will mark what should be incorporated here. Period. Impressions on 6/4/17. Jean Babos reportedly injured her back maneuvering a patient during a code. Period, this was superimposed upon chronic spinal pain that had persisted for many years despite treatment. Period. After the subject event, she was initiated on conservative care by employee health. Period, she was also seen neurosurgically by Dr. Siddiqui, who noted a history of pre-existing low back injury with spondylosis and stenosis. Period, the petitioner volunteered to him that she had already had two MRI scans in the past. Period, he referred her for updated MRI studies of the neck and back to be inserted. Period. He reviewed these results with her and discussed the possibility of injections that she declined. Period. She refused such injections and was placed at maximum medical improvement on 8/24/17. Period. New paragraph. She was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Molter for a second opinion. Period. He recommended injections and continued therapy. Period. You are correct in that the petitioner moved to Florida, where she was seen at the Cleveland Clinic by Dr. Jones. Period. He noted her course of treatment to date. Period. The petitioner currently states that this physician was mocking her. Apparently, she also saw a Dr. Marlowe for vertigo imbalance on 9/9/19. Apparently, at some point, she was described as needing to use a walker or a scooter that she attributed to the subject event. Apparently, this seems way beyond the norm. Period. She currently offers numerous complaints about her treatment, comma, her symptoms, comma, and the physicians who saw her. Period. During surveillance, she was noted to demonstrate physical abilities well beyond those that she reported concurrently to her physicians. Period. The current exam found there to be somewhat variable range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period. Straight leg raise maneuvers were negative for clinically significant. Disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period. She had a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. She had decreased range of motion by the cervical spine, impeded by vertigo. Period. Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. In paragraph with respect to the subject event, there was 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the neck or back. Period. Her pre-existing abnormalities in these regions were not permanently evaluated or accelerated to a material degree by the incident in question. Period. This is substantiated by the fact that her MRI studies after the subject event were not substantially different from those performed previously. Period. End.